Chapter 24 of Duncan's War, so here I go. "Ah, but lad," said Turner, now more soberly, "watch the fields closely." Duncan could no longer felt ecstatic. He frowned at what he could see of the battlefield. One moment the royalists were on the run, but not anymore. A smile tugged at Turner's mouth. "Pity, lads, your covenanters have overleaped themselves. It's an age-old problem in warfare." Duncan grabbed a handful of his hair in each hand and pulled. Something was going desperately wrong down there. "Most troublesome problem indeed," continued Turner, in the tone of the voice of a dull sort of professor of history might use in a classroom. "When you have gained what appears to be the upper hand of your enemy, just how far do you pursue them when they seem to flee before you? It is a most annoying problem. Pursue too little and to lose your advantage. Pursue too far, as your lads have clearly done here. There's the rub indeed. Pursue too far, and your retreating foe turns and strikes both sides of your line to utter confusion. Case in point just there." He nodded down at the broken ranks of the growing chaos below. "Now then, if I were commanding just now," Turner continued in his cool, detached manner, "I would be compelled to hammer your flanks into raw flesh. I would naturally feel most grieved about it all, but nevertheless would press advantage until not one of your rabble remained standing." "Dingy, can we shut him up?" said Duncan. "What is Wallace doing about it?" said Jamie in reply. "He ordered men from his right wing to assist," replied Duncan. "But it looks to me like the right wing is already too weakened." His voice trailed off. "It's getting so dark I can hardly make things out, but it looks like now Daniel is leading a fresh regiment of force into the center. I see Bear's Cub. He's bloodily heading our Galloway men against the fresh charge. But there's just so few. God be with me, Father," said Jamie. "Aye, and amen to that," said Duncan, biting his lower lip until he tasted blood. "I wish we could do something," his voice trembling as he said it. Dalyell's men lit fireworks to illuminate the field. Gleefully, the royalist troops began mopping up, taking prisoners and killing those who fled. The boys watched the eerie scene below. As one bright burst of flame hung lower in the air above the melee, Duncan saw the snow stained with blood where Wallace and his men made their stand. Trumpets blared and drums thundered through the darkness. "What do we do now?" said Duncan hoarsely, his eyes wide and unblinking. He wanted it all to stop, and at the same time, he was unable to look away. "Well, now, perhaps I might make a suggestion," Turner's voice came from the darkness. His mocking tone was gone. Even Turner had been moved by the boy's reaction to the great defeat. He spoke with more tenderness than he had likely used for years. "I'm sorry to tell you, but all is lost for your side. But if you release me unharmed, I will rejoin my men and do what I can for you." "We don't need just let him go, Jamie," said Duncan. "I think we have no choice," said Jamie. As Duncan was about to cut through Turner's bonds with his claymore, he suddenly remembered it was Turner's cruelties in Galilee that had led all this bloodshed, and his father now lay dead or dying in that bloodstained snow. It was Turner's doing. Moonlight shone on the bare blade of his claymore. He looked down at Turner. The flesh around the cleavage of the pathetic man's chin shivered. Duncan wondered if he would drive his blade into the man. No, he would not. Even a man, he's a monster. Then he halted. What would please his father, killing him or freeing him? Duncan's breath came in hot blasts. He knew the answer. He lowered the blade and cut through the bonds. Jamie helped the man to his feet. But you remember, said Duncan, that's more than once that others wanted to kill ye, and it was my father who spoke in your defense, sir. I shall remember, said Turner briskly, and I shall do all I'm able to grant the favor in return, for you lads and for your fathers. Stiff from his bonds, Turner hobbled down the hill and soon was lost from their sight. Well, what now? Said Duncan. We pray God has delivered our own, said Jamie, and we do our best to find them. So that was chapter 24. Bye, guys. See you later. See you later. See you later. See ya. See ya later. Bye, guys.